Welcome to Millennials Love, where we discuss the culture, trends, and obsessions of the millennial generation. I'm your host, Sharon Haddon, and whether you are a millennial or you know a millennial, you're guaranteed to hear something useful, something fun, and something inspiring. Today's guest is LaVann Anderson of Everyday LaVann Professional Photography.
Hello, 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 creatives and consumers. I'm here with LaVann Anderson. He's a self-taught photographer and graphic designer. Today's segment is all about how much millennials love photography. LaVann, thank you very much for joining me today. I stumbled upon your work, and it was your work on the Washington Naturals photo installation. Could you tell me what inspired you to produce that?
I think I wanted to do something that I hadn't seen yet. I have a few friends that do a lot of natural hair photography, and I know some other guys that do it also. But they normally shoot, you know, individual shoots or whatever, and they may shoot two people or maybe even three. So I wanted to take it and push it way beyond what anyone had done already as far as what I could see. I reached out to a lot of women that I knew already, and then I went through Instagram looking for more that I didn't know. So I ended up, I think I invited a total of maybe 40 or 45 to participate.
You guys were featured in Essence magazine?
They're on the website, on Essence.com. Prior to the shoot, I met a young lady in New York during Fashion Week. And she told me that she worked on the Essence, on Essence.com for a particular section. So I told her about the shoot that I had coming up. She said, well, send me, if you want to send me the stuff, maybe we can do something for you. So that's how that came out.
That's pretty neat.
There was an event here in D.C., a natural hair event, at an art gallery. So in one of the gallery rooms, I set up my light and I used a mural as the backdrop. And all of the women that were there were invited to come inside and be photographed.
I really find it interesting because I did see you consider yourself a music photographer. So,
yeah.
If you could pick anyone to photograph, who would be your muse?
I don't know. Because I look at, okay, so here's a part of when I do photo shoots in a studio with people who don't have any, experience with posing, I'll go to the computer and I'll open up reference images and I have them look at those poses so they can understand. So sometimes they open up some Rihanna photos or Beyonce, Janelle Monáe, Kelly Rowland, and then for guys, it may be Big Sean, Kanye, or Jay-Z. So I don't know. I don't know if I have a person for that question. Maybe Janelle Monáe. I really wanna go in the studio with Erykah Badu though. I do know that.
So we'll pick Miss Badu then as your muse. I do think it's interesting, though, you said when you're in a shoot and, you're working with amateurs or people who haven't done it before, or maybe just not out of their comfort zone just yet, you pull up photos for reference.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the top three things you'd suggest to aspiring photographers, What would be the top three things you say aspiring photographers need to know?
Well, it depends on what kind of photographer they aspire to be. If I had to give three general pointers, I would say stay ready. Literally have the bag packed and ready because you never know what gig may come up. Another one would be show your best work only. Let's say if there was a concert last night, whoever concert. I may see 40 photos in that album, but that same 40 photo album could have been told, that story could have been told with 8 to 9 of those 40 photos. So I didn't see the best work. I saw all of the work. You know, it's almost like that 15-second elevator speech. So what I always do for that is, in my iPhone, I have a folder in my photo albums. It's the first folder you see when you open the album. It's called Best to Show. If I'm at a concert and I think I may meet a person's manager or publicist or whoever, that album is ready. And I have one photo that I show everybody first. And it's a picture of Janet Jackson that I captured a few years ago. That's a part of being ready and staying ready. A lot of photographers, and in particular music photographers, a lot of them don't shoot the opening artist. I've seen a number of music photographers skip that person. Somebody like a Kanye West or, I mean, anybody, you name it, they were that first person at some point in the game. Like, I have pictures of Wiz Khalifa and J. Cole from years ago when they opened up for Wale. Because you never know who a person, even though you don't know who they are, you never know who they'll be.
Oh, no, yeah, that's extremely powerful. I can't help but to think, you know, we're in the age of the selfie and using smartphones for photography. How do you feel about, like, the increased use of mobile phones for photography?
It annoys me. It annoys me. Because it annoys me, like it annoys a good number of music artists when they're performing. So many people miss the actual show and they miss the actual moment of connecting with that artist while they're on stage because they have their phone out recording it.
It not only distracts, you know, you from the experience, it's also distracting to the artist who's there putting on this awesome performance for you, right?
Right, right. And then me, I'm the photographer in the back behind these people, maybe trying to get a photo, but I'm struggling because your hand is in the way with your phone.
Speaking of cameras, what camera do you use or what would you say is the best on the market for business and the best on the market for personal use?
I don't think there's a best. It really just depends on how much money you have to spend. How much money you have probably is number one. And what type of photography do you plan to do?
To give everyone an example, let's consider like the beauty bloggers. They want photos of their makeup tutorials. They want photos of, you know, the product samples that they've had come in. How would that differ from you picking your equipment as a music photographer?
What I would be doing with the music stuff, normally it's more considered like action. So mm-hmm. you would want to get the same type of camera that you would get if you shot sports. A product, you know, a bottle of hair product or, you know, it's going to sit still. So you don't need the same camera.
I got you. So while I won't press you with what the best might be, but could you tell us what camera you use?
Here's the thing. The camera that I use isn't really, really fast, but it's a good camera for what I do with the action and what I do in studio. I use a Canon 5D Mark III, and I also use a Sony A6000 for certain stuff.
Okay, and what would, I guess, the difference of that Sony? The Sony would be more of your still shot, or both of those cameras kind of play well with everything you do?
Yeah, they both. I mix it up. But I use the Sony mainly for video, actually.
Before we wrap it up, tell everybody where they can find your work, where they can find you on social media, and just how they can stay connected.
Okay, you can find me. My website is Everyday Levan, Levan spelled LAVAN.com, everydaylevan.com. And I'm Everyday Levan pretty much everywhere else. Instagram is Everyday Levan. Twitter is Everyday Levan. My Facebook fan page is Everyday Levan Photography.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for talking with me today, Levan. I hope everyone out there has enjoyed the segment. Please stay connected with our guests, and we hope that you'll continue to tune in.
Do you have an inspirational story to share? Are you a subject matter expert, or could your business use some additional exposure? Email info@reachforcosmos.com for features and sponsorship. As always, see you next Monday on Millennials Love.